Now I'll come to that point. Wife has four duties. First duty is she should be chaste, I told you. Second duty is she should serve the husband. For example, a man and woman, there are two people in a home. Say they have four children. In every team, there has to be one leader and one assistant. For example, one manager and one secretary, for example. So if one of them, you have one company manager, he has a secretary. Secretary has certain things to do, which are very important. And manager also has certain other things to do, which are also important. Now if secretary says, I will be manager because you are manager, let us both be managers, they will create a mess. You agree, no? Yeah. Similarly, what the Vedas say, woman is physically weak. That point you also made there, physically weaker. So, a 16-year-old boy can travel all over the world freely without fear. But a 16-year-old girl, if she travels alone, she can be exploited, even today. Although the equality is there. Equality is there in what? The Atma is equal in both the bodies. The driver of both the bodies is spirit soul who is equal. There is no difference. But there is a bodily difference. For example, when a man impregnates a woman, the woman has to carry the baby and then deliver the baby in 9 months. Is it not true? In case the man impregnates her and runs away, the burden comes on the woman. Is it not true? So physiologically they are different. Do you agree? Physiologically. They are emotionally intelligent. See, men are rationally intelligent, women are emotionally intelligent.
Correct.
Is half equal. Now I'll tell you about why the submissiveness is kept. I'll tell you. Actually, like if you see Lakshmi Narayan, for example, Lakshmi is serving the feet of Narayana, and Narayana is Lakshmi's master who keeps her on his chest. In the Srivatsa Chinha, you will see that Narayana keeps. In fact, Lord Narayana says that Lakshmi has conquered me by her affection. So, woman can conquer the husband by her affectionate service. And man can conquer woman by offering her protection. Actually, in this way, they both are boss in two different areas. Like for example, if a woman, say I am not against woman going to job, don't get me wrong, woman can go for job. But if a woman gets one or two children, for example, one of them made the point about how the child requires mother's affection. Like my mother was at home when I was studying in my school. So when I come back from the school, I will look for my mother, naturally, to come and pick me up and take me home, bathe me, dress me, feed me tiffin and everything. So women are called homemakers because they can do something which man cannot do. For example, woman can cook well. There is a saying in English, the hand that moves the cradle can make or break the world, it is said. Like you see Shivaji Maharaj, for example. See, the glory of Shivaji Maharaj should be attributed to Jijabai, who is Shivaji's mother. And you will always find, behind any successful man, there will always be a woman, it is said. That is a very famous saying also. So many great mothers have begotten great children also, isn't it? So if a woman is a homemaker, she not only cooks well, one woman can make all the members of the family happy. But if she goes for the job, husband goes for the job, both are making money. Like in Infosys, I saw, in one building they were telling, this is a family building, families are living. But amazingly, in that building, they said, no family has kitchen. They said, they all come down to eat in the mess. The wife comes down and she eats in the mess and goes. Husband comes down another time, eats and goes. So the wife doesn't cook anything at home. They both eat at different times and go. And she takes care of her life, he takes care of her life. There is no sambandha between the two. But Shastra say, if a woman cooks at home, feeds the husband, feeds the children, a sambandha will be established. And if a woman is physically weak, she accepts the protection of the husband. By that acceptance and accept, see, she gives him the post of a master, but in another way, if you see, by her submissiveness, she conquers him because he gives the entire salary back to her. She is a finance minister. She controls it, actually. So, in this way, Shastras have given due respect for women. Like, my mother was an illiterate, but my father has a dozen degrees. But I saw my father will never do anything without asking my mother. One day when I went to my home, I want to conclude, I don't want to delay, I want to announce the prices. With one last example, I'll conclude. See, I went home to my native place. My father was catching the corporation water in buckets, you know, drinking water and keeping 6-8 buckets he was keeping. I laughed at him and said, Papa, you are a millionaire. Why are you catching water and keeping in buckets like this? You can appoint some servant to do it. He said, no, I only have to do it. He said, I asked why. Then he looked to his wife and said, otherwise how can I earn her sympathy? Either he said, you know. So, See, he is 88. At that time, he was 82 years old. Still, they have such humor. You can see that.
Yeah.
And my mother actually barely knows to put signature. She barely knows to, her name was Maragadam. With trembling hand, she knows to put English signature Maragadam. So sometimes when my father will be praising my mother will turn to him and say, I think you want some signature from me? So, I saw that these people, their affection is not ordinary.